Stop waiting for your apology from Lisa Vanderpump. It's not coming. Join us for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We're talking about Season 6, Episode 22, Reunion Part 2, and it all starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Thank you for being
great. Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're all here, and we're celebrating author Fern Renee.
Yay!
Thank you. You guys have been so supportive. You've been hearing about this book for so long. Thank you for your patience and for being so awesome. You guys are true friends.
Aww. Well, you brought us champagne. How would you not be excited about this, Fern?
Yes. So while we're at the top of the show, where can we get this book?
You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the print release will be next week.
Yes. Next week? Wow. Everything at once.
And it's called Better in the Morning.
Yes. Follow the hashtag Better in the Morning book.
There you go.
Yay. Good. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And also joining the panel tonight.
Oh, hey, it's Becky with the good hair. Hey, guys, it's Megan Stecker. And if you want to tweet me at Megan Stecker. Ah, lemonade. Hello, everybody. I'm Christy Olsen, and you guys can all hit me up at Christy Reports.
And it's Grants Rants. You guys can find me on Twitter at Grants _ Rants, Snapchat, and all that Instagram nonsense as well. So there's always something going on over there and on Grants Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast. But what's really happening, or what I want to happen, is supposed to be happening at this reunion. let's talk about part two. And, you know, Megan, you mentioned that the second part is always, like, kind of a hit or miss.
Yeah, I feel like it's always like a we do peaks and valleys. So the first episode, they come out of the gate and they edit some great fights in there. The second one's always, like, slow and dull and takes forever to get through. And then the third one, we end with some, like, good fights and resolution.
Right. I never really understood the reason why we need to have three parts. I think one reunion is enough.
Because they can. Mm-hmm. Because there we were, sitting watching it.
Yeah. It was a whole wasted hour to me, though.
Well, Megan compared it to Golden Girls.
Yes, that's why we started with the Golden Girls theme song. I just felt like it was so slow and quiet and boring, and I was like, this is like watching the Golden Girls.
Yes. Especially after last week was so promising.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we fell victim to quick edits, you know, in the coming up. Because it was, what's this? Where are we going with that? And then it just kind of was very segmented, in my opinion, the way this episode was structured. We had, like, the Kim segment, the Eileen segment, the bashing of Lisa Vanderpump, and the highlighting of this and that. So,
and we'll end it with a big reveal.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't even remember what that was. I just finished the show.
It was a beauty.
Oh, yes. Whoops, sorry about that. Yes.
I didn't remember either. Who cares?
Right.
Who cares? I don't care. I'm trying to work on my Erika Jane impression. It's so bad. Maybe it needs to be a little more nasally, like, I don't even care.
I don't give an F.
I think also you just need to be working, like, the massive extensions and, like, the whole stuff to just give that air of Erica-ness.
I love her.
From last week to this week, I've been enjoying that music video so much.
I bought it. I never buy music. Really? I always only listen to it for free on, like, Spotify and Pandora. I bought it.
Wow.
I live for you, Erica. Hi.
My husband, I think, is so sick of hearing it.
Really?
I make jokes about it. Yeah.
That's so funny. So we opened up the episode right where we left off with Lisa Rinna talking about how everyone said Yolanda looked terrible at her birthday party, and that there goes our effing storyline is a quote that came from Lisa Vanderpump, allegedly, which she vehemently denies. And Lisa Vanderpump, and basically it was like Lisa Vanderpump, Lisa Vanderpump encouraged Lisa Rinna to say this Munchausen term. And of course, then Lisa Rinna is like, well, you know, Lisa Vanderpump is like, well, how can I make you say a word? And it just went back and forth. Yolanda's super hurt, and she's confused. She's not siding with anyone on this one.
and we saw no footage of this alleged altercation that took place, and so we are in the dark still.
Yeah,
once
still.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, Eileen did stick up and say, she called me right after. So I feel like we have more receipts.
yeah.
And Team Kyle, Lisa Vanderpump, were vehemently denying that this happened.
Mm-hmm. Yolanda said that she believes that people should have more compassion for people, meaning like she's talking about Lisa Vanderpump, than just worried about making a good show. And we see this with the reality stars all the time, getting caught up and just trying to make good TV. I feel like I might fall victim to that if I was on a show because I've just watched so many of these. And you know, like everyone knows, like kind of what the main like bullet points of being a reality star are now. And we talked about previously how Lisa Rinna. Has like, you know, this is her kind of her big successful gig that she has a, you know, a signed contract with. So I guess like these ladies really do just try to remain relevant and try to make it crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Yolanda saying that really kind of tied this all up in a bow for me. You know, she said the lack of compassion is what really, really bothers her. And I thought, wow, when you put it that way, I completely understand that. And another little thing about LVP and Lisa Rinna, they used to be friends. Like, I think last week one of them mentioned, oh, I've known you for 16 years, and we kind of went, wait, that long? Oh, yeah. And then I thought back to before Lisa Rinna was on the show, she was constantly at Sir. I myself got an interview with her where she told me she would never do The Real Housewives at Sir. Like, they were hanging out, they were friends, they were buddies. What happened, ladies? Mm-hmm. Munchausen?
Mm-hmm. What else can we say here? Eileen says that Rinna called immediately. We said that. Rinna is frustrated that Lisa Vanderpump talks in circles. And I can relate to this. I have someone in my life that does this, and you can never get a straight answer, and you never can get to the bottom of anything because they don't want to look at things black and white. They just, you know, this it's a vicious cycle of just like taking no ownership and not wanting to address anything. And so that is just a total lose-lose. So when I really could understand and could relate to Lisa Rinna when she had to get up and was like, I need a friggin' minute. Because, like, that's how I get. Like, I'd be like, all right, hold on. Like, too much, like, swirling around. Like, you know, I'm seeing things black and white, but you're coming at me with, like, all shades of gray. So I need that moment myself. So I can understand her. A little crazy, but I can get behind it.
No, I think that was just another calculated Rinna thing. Like, she was picturing in her head, you know, this year on the Real Housewives reunion, and then them showing her walking out. She just wanted to have that moment so that it was like, oh, Rinna walks out on the reunion. And why? What happened?
She gets so physical at these reunions so that she can be in the promos and the previews and the coming up. And girl, bye. I can't. And also, the Vanderpump stuff where she's like, you just talk in circles, it makes me crazy. Yeah, well, it's a very calculated tactic. She's done it from day one. She keeps saying, I don't understand what you mean until you're freaking bonkers. I want to shoot her in the face and you have to walk away before you physically harm her.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a tactic. It's not like she doesn't understand what you're saying.
I feel like Lisa Vanderpump abs. Do you believe she said this? I believe she said it.
100%. But I think they're all in on it. So I think Rinna shifting all the blame onto her is pathetic.
Yeah. I just feel like I feel Rinna's frustration and I feel like the walking out might have been sincere because she's like, you're driving me nuts. Like, I brought this up. Just fess up for once. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, she's never going to, which is annoying.
I know.
Annoying AF.
And she did it with Eileen, too. Like, she asked questions in response to questions. Like, she just...
Why can't people answer a question with a question? Yeah. Oh, Lord. Anyway... let's talk
Grant
about...
Grant can't handle it tonight.
There's no meat.
I feel like I'm like screaming my words. I am not drunk. I am not drinking that. I'm having a little bit of Jermaine. I'm just exhausted.
I'm not drunk. Okay, I had
a
little bit.
I'm just exhausted.
Well, they filled up our cup twice.
But no, believe me, I'm not. I'm just literally exhausted from life and Beverly Hills. But let's talk about more stuff that happens.
Oh, see, where are you at? When are you happening?
I know.
Come back to us, ladies.
I know, I miss
New York,
Vicky.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, watch New York. It's awesome. Yeah.
And Dallas is Dallas. Let's talk about Erica. She basically said that with the whole thing with who told Yolanda about the kids. And this was finally brought up, kind of random. I thought this might come up more in the beginning, but Erica claims that she did not cop to it the night of her show in San Diego because she was just exhausted from the show. And then she didn't put two and two together until the next day when she then said, yeah, it was me that told Yolanda that people were talking about the kids. So that kind of finally got solved if anyone was still waiting for them to address that. Okay?
And now we're done with it. I felt like it was almost a little phony or she had thought about it.
It seemed rehearsed.
Yeah, exactly. Like she had like, you know, made a list of questions. Like, all right, if they ask me this, I'll be prepared with this. Because I do think she immediately denied it. I do think she understood the question that night. But it was a pretty good answer. Yeah. If she's going to deny it.
I bought it. I was like, well, it was after her show. Maybe she was tired, right? It was after her show.
Yeah, it was after, yeah.
Maybe she's just was tired and didn't hear everything that was happening in the room. But I was so mad at her that night. That was the only time I didn't like her. I was like, what? I thought you were a hero.
The only time she wasn't 100% truthful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like I want to believe it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll go with it.
Well, after 21 episodes of everyone talking behind Yolanda's back, tonight they all got on their knees and held her hand and they said, we apologize, even Lisa Vanderpump. So, Catherine remained seated on the couch across the way. And who else was across the way that didn't get up? Was it Eileen that didn't get up?
Eileen and Catherine, I think.
Yes, because we know Lisa Rinna had to get up to
Rinna
get the screen time.
Rinna was at her feet, bowed down.
Yes.
So they Vanderpump all did all, you know, daintily lifted her wrist over that. That was a lot of work for her to just pass her hand over. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of, it boiled down quite quickly for me. I thought this was going to be a recurring conversation throughout the reunion, but it basically came down to what we had already said. They all believe that she's sick. We all believe that she had something going on. It was probably more than just Lyme disease, and that's it. She's dealing with it. So it was wrapped up quite quickly, in my opinion, once they got to the meat of the conversation last week.
Not to me. This has been going on for 20 weeks.
No, I'm talking about the reunion. I'm talking about like the reunion portion. Last week they talked about it, and then today they all said, all right. They all wept and said, oh, you know, she talked about people live out of vans.
Yolanda had her... Yolanda had her walk-off, her moment to be in the spotlight. Everybody apologized because they're going to look like a-holes if they don't apologize for being insincere about her illness. Because we've all seen the whole season. And 20 weeks of pounding this was enough for me. Oh. I thought it was not wrapped up soon enough. This could have been wrapped up.
Oh, week four for me. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I'm just talking about overall reunion arch. Like, you know, that they could have kept this, like, you know, in past seasons, they have all that screaming back and forth and all the stuff. Like, you said this and blah, blah. And they have to go and play every flashback. They did play every flashback. But it just seemed like, all right, as soon as Yolanda started crying, like, Rinna was over there and everyone was like, well, I apologize. So.
Yeah. And you know what's going on here is that they can see that Yolanda's going to be the it girl next season. She's going to be feeling better. She's going to be single and like looking. Mm-hmm. She's got these daughters that are a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to be looking for that kind of redemption story from her, for her to pick herself up and dust herself off. And I feel like all the ladies can see that clearly. And they're like, wait a minute, I got to be part of that storyline. Well, I better make sure I make up with her.
Yeah. And they have to redeem themselves from all the Twitter backlash. It's like they live on Twitter during the season. So they know that they're unpopular in the viewers' eyes because of this. Maybe not all the way, but that their part in this is unpopular and they have to do you know, do right by meeking up with her and apologizing and whatever.
At this point, can we say that the Munchausen storyline is over?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Are we done?
I hope it's dead forever.
So we have to. I don't want to say the word. In fact, I am not going to say the word for the rest of my time. Well, I mean, I might forget because these seasons have such a long break between, but I don't want to keep saying that word. I'm tired of it.
I just yawned. That's how tired of it I am.
I almost made an inappropriate joke about it being as dead as something else that's dead. I know that would have been terrible. I'm sorry.
Well,
love you, Kim.
Kim, speaking of, Kim is here, and for whatever reason, we're rehashing season 5. And Kim had a lot to talk about, basically. What can we say? Look at Megan.
I'm over here trying to cut my veins. I'm so over. I can't.
Oh, well, I do respect Kim because she is saying, look, I am just going to, she said, I am in recovery, and it's private. I'm adhering to the 12-step program. Kim, good for you. You know, what can we say?
Yeah, I know you guys are so over the whole thing, but I think as viewers, you know, Kim has been around since the first season. We saw her go through this whole struggle. We had to read about it in the news all season, and we watched Kyle and the ladies kind of talk about it and break it down. To me, it seemed appropriate to have her there and speak for herself. And as a fan, I think it would have been one of those things that I would have been like, well, where's Kim? Like, what? What, you can't tell us how she's not doing after all this time. You know what I mean? It worked for me, but you know what? He did not ask her the biggest burning question of all, which is, where the hell is Kingsley?
Oh, that's right.
I ask about Kingsley all the time.
Where is Kingsley?
What is
okay?
the status?
Has he killed anyone? You're right.
Has he bitten anyone?
What is
seriously?
The current status?
He's always bubbling at the surface. What? Andy!
Is he with the trainer? Where did he go? Where's Kingsley?
I love that you mentioned that.
My favorite part of this whole portion was the side eye that Kyle and Kim gave Andy during the montage. So it was like, ooh. Kim, how are you? We're so sorry about Monty's death. Like, right out the gate, like, twist the knife.
Yeah.
And then we go into the montage of everybody shit-talking Kim this season. And Kyle being like, I'm uncomfortable. Every bad thing Lisa Rinna said. And they were showing freeze frames of, like, reality tease, website. I mean, it was not a good favorable light Kim was in,
true.
I guess, in that montage.
All the ugly headlines.
So Kyle and Kim at different times, you know how they do, they show you the reaction in the little box in the corner, gave Andy the most evil side eye, and I was like, oh my God.
But I feel like, what do they expect?
Exactly.
Ever since season one, like, this, you're on national television, it's about your life. You have an interesting problem. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I mean, and they trotted her out there to ask about that.
Completely.
You know, she got freaking arrested for kicking a police officer and then for shoplifting. Like,
and she says she carries a lot of guilt with her, and I imagine so. I mean, that had to be mortifying.
Yes. I mean, it's one thing to act like a drunken buffoon on TV so people know you're drunk.
Yeah.
It's another completely to be arrested for kicking a police officer, arrested for theft. It's like,
in
that's not just
public
typical alcoholism.
Yeah.
She's in a hard place because she wants to keep it private, but she has to make these appearances and make money and talk about it.
Yeah, and Kyle also keeps saying, she said again tonight, you know, oh, I hate that my kids and her kids have to see this, and it's like, you guys voluntarily keep signing up for it. Just at least stop saying that, please.
Yeah.
Because
if
you cared about that, if you genuinely cared about that, if it was important to you for them to not see it on air or to not have to relive it, then you wouldn't be on the show. So please just stop saying that.
I think that's a good point. I really do. They don't have to do this show.
Kyle certainly doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else Kim can do other than, like Sharknado 4 or whatever.
I mean, it's hard to kill someone's career these days. She could go on like that. I don't know. I'm thinking about like that show Home and Family. Like, I feel like she could do like something like that. Like, I feel like there's like, you know, like stuff that appeals to maybe like an older demo that would, you know, has a good following, or, you know, they remember her, or, you know, she's, I don't know, I feel like there's room for everyone nowadays, you know?
Put her on a TV Land show.
You know what she should do?
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what she should do? She should get a whole panel of kid stars from her era together, and they just go on, like, signing tours at, like,
like the Brady Bunch
carnivals,
kids, Partridge Family people.
Bring back a mall tour?
Yes!
Yes!
Exactly.
Tiffany?
Oh! Debbie Gibson.
I think we're alone now.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Kim, get creative. But let's talk more about, everybody wishes Kim the very best, of course. And it goes from Catherine. Catherine is just like very emotional about it. Then it goes to Eileen. Oh, I just want to let you know that I'm with you too. And then a little moment of silence. And then Rita, me too. Me too. Me too. I wish you the best. And it's like, well,
thirst.
Megan, what do you have to say about wishing someone the best? You say it all the time when we talk about on Housewives. It's like the kiss of death.
Yeah. That's like the reality TV FU.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I want you to be dead. I wish you dead.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of her saying that. And, like, the thirst coming out of her is, like, Sahara Desert level. I cannot. Like, Renee, you could have kept your... You're in every argument. You didn't need... You can sit out one.
Yes.
Just one.
Well, what pissed me off is she said she wants it. She said, where's the closure? And this woman is still looking for closure for something that had nothing
Rena,
to do with her.
No one's giving you any closure. This is not about you.
It's not.
Yeah. She'll get her closure when she's not on the seat on the show next season.
Yeah, yeah, because she's doing the most.
Then it'll be done for her.
Doing the most.
Kim, you know, she still says that her feelings were hurt and she felt attacked when she was speaking with Lisa Rinna. So Rinna really should just, like, say, you know what, in this case, like, this is your moment, Kim, to be on the Housewives, to give us an update. It's not about me. Like, do your thing, because everything I say is going to be wrong. It's none of my business. Do your thing. Right. Get your paycheck. Exactly. That's what she should do.
Exactly.
Amen.
What else can we say? Yolanda points out that Lisa Rinna was not as sensitive to Kim's situation as she was with her own sister's addiction and unfortunate demise. You know, she also kept saying, you know, you're very judgmental in your comments. And the stuff you've said in the past, Lisa Rinna, you've been very judgmental towards Kim. So I thought it was kind of nice that y'all was Team Kim. And I'm sure Yolanda was glad to shovel a little bit more dirt over the way to Lisa Rinna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It definitely was about her stuff, too. Like, her Munchausen's issue with Rinna when she was going at it. They were barking at each other. I was like, okay, is this going to be a fight? Woo! Yeah. And then it was just like, didn't go anywhere.
And of all the housewives that, like, just can't get over stuff, like, there have been some major blow-ups in the past. The fact that Rinna and Kim Richards can't just, like, be like, okay, fine, whatever. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Totally. It speaks to the fact that there was nothing going on this season.
Exactly.
Yes.
Nothing.
I mean, what was that flashback that we had to see? Oh, at Eileen's poker night from, like, episode 6 of last season.
I was gonna say, I'm sorry if I'm last year. Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, and at least we have to watch the pizza. Cut to the pizza again.
On the floor?
We did get a break from that this
Maybe
time
next week when we show Brandy.
Yes.
When we get the pre-taped from Brandy.
Yes. I do miss Brandy at times like this. I will just say it. I do miss her at times like this.
We'll see what she has to say next week.
Kim says that Eileen exaggerates. I totally misspelled that word.
I missed what
she was
doing.
It's a stupid word anyway, because if you're exaggerating, you're already exaggerating. I don't know how you over-exaggerate,
but
whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I turn the table to author for the day, so now give us a lesson in vocabulary.
It's a stupid word.
Done. What do we want to say? Lisa Rinna is no longer enraged by the Instagram photo posted several weeks ago of three ladies going out to lunch.
She is officially unraged.
Yes, and then she had this moment where she just quickly became ambivalent towards everything. She still owned what she said, but she was just like, like, you know, like, that was the past, and, like, you know, I don't feel have those emotions right now, like, I'm in a better place. After she blogged and spoke about things just, candid for so long and uncensored, and she's supposed to be this loudmouth, and then at the end of it all, she's just kind of, like, shrugging and like, yeah, I said it, but I'm different. Things are different now. So it's kind of like took all the air, what was left out of the tension in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Andy even tried to get her fired up.
Yeah,
and she didn't take the bait.
Yeah. So.
And again, it just makes it look like her being upset all season was just silly.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It makes her look like insane because of all these things. This woman is dangerous. Then she's sitting across from her and she's like, I wish you well. Like, oh yeah, no,
right.
Like, just stay to your sobriety. Like, you know, like, you know, Kim, I'm not going to come for you anymore. I'm like, all right. Okay, now she's going to go write a blog post and undo all that. You know?
Our tweet
refused to write a blog last week.
Oh, wow.
Really?
She said she wrote for this week, but yeah, she just didn't do it.
I'm going to look up her Twitter.
I wonder if each housewife probably gets 1 week a season where they're like, you know what, you can bow out on this
one. Take a break.
I thought it was a cute moment when both sisters laughed that they were professional sweepers and put things under the rug. I thought that was funny and true, and we've seen it quite a bit on the show. Yes. And, of course, Lisa Vanderpump was lumped into that as well, the biggest sweeper perhaps in Beverly Hills. What do you want to say?
She's as big as a street sweeper.
Thank you. Yes. Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna gave a look at Lisa Vanderpump when it was said that she was a big sweep under the rugger. You know, she kind of like gave her a look, like I told you so. So I don't know if you caught that one. And then these ladies had a conversation, and I'm serious. If you haven't watched the show, this is real. Who looked like the biggest hooker?
Something we have to debate right here on this show every single week.
I'm like, wow. And then they were talking about grilling on the grill, and it reached a point to me where I had to like check
it's
Instagram
like they were, like,
and like
about
close
the
my
weather.
Eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I really did. I had to catch Z real quick before the show, and I was like, this is the time to do it.
I was like, what? And we know they're there from 7 a.m. to 9 o'clock at night when they do these reunions. There had to be better stuff than this.
Seriously. I mean, was that like warm-up convo to get them all like just talking and feeling like good. We're in the
right.
zone.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just to like warm them up.
Mm-hmm. That was some
but that's like
stuff.
Cutting room floor stuff. That's
exactly.
like not supposed to air. I'm so bored.
What's going
to
be in the lost footage?
Oh, no. It's going to be literally all of Lisa Vanderpump's
like,
pets.
It's going to be Rinna being like, hemorrhoid cream, slather it all over my body.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to sell it and make $1 million. I can't.
Yeah, no, I'm going to jump to a quick prediction, but we're going to keep going with the show. But yeah, no, it'll be like those women just sitting around like having, it'll be like Eileen meets Catherine for lunch, and then they do a follow up about the purse, and then you know what I mean.
Maybe they go bag shopping.
Yeah, maybe yes, and then maybe we see more of Donnie and Catherine go jewelry shopping, or they have something that they wanted to do in San Diego that got cut, and that's gonna be
and
it.
All of Lisa Rinna shticks, thinking she's gonna get it.
Oh yeah,
show.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
I
yeah,
think
they
more
can
Erica,
anything
she's gonna be so
like more
beloved.
Of Erica with her glam squad,
oh, yeah.
you
yes.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one offensive question that was asked this season was, how did the affair start, darling? Yes. And we had to have a full 10-minute conversation about this. And the epic battle between Eileen and Lisa Vanderpump that never really happened was rehashed.
Mm-hmm.
So Eileen felt very vindicated once she looked back at the footage and saw that Lisa Vanderpump was coached and that the apology had no truth based in it.
Mm-hmm.
We all had that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't be? Thank God for the magic of TV, because Eileen just was like, that was like her moment. Did you catch
mm-hmm.
that? Like, she didn't say anything in part one, but this one, this was her time. And this one, she was very happy. She did go a little feisty, and what can we say here? Eileen says that Lisa Vanderpump is calculated and very smart. And we all paid attention to the body language and smirks of Kyle Richards when this comment was made,
mm-hmm.
and she all but nodded to me, in my opinion. You know what I mean? She was like, with you, Eileen, but I gotta keep it in, you know?
Yeah. And she's gonna be in big trouble for that almost nod. From LVP.
Hopefully
I'm
she's
sure.
not looking. I had like a pointer up.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully Ken is not pointing that out to Lisa Vanderpump. On their like 90-inch television, probably.
He's still busy climbing out of the pool.
he's still busy thinking of other names to call Lisa Rinna.
Oh, God. That was so ugly. Yes.
Wanka. Oh, we didn't get husbands this year, and it seems like we're not getting them on the next episode
true.
Either.
Oh, yeah.
And they just don't have to pay them.
NBD.
That's the idea, right?
Yeah.
Ken thought he was a housewife this year. I mean, sit down, old man. Get those hips to rest.
Yes. Well, what else can we say? Eileen says that Lisa Vanderpump is missing the point in their whole conversation, and that she felt that Lisa dismissed her and was condescending. And she reveals that she does not trust Lisa at all. And so that's kind of the basis. They talked about how they were two different planets, which we've said all along, these are just two different people. You know, sometimes you just can't see eye to eye. Sometimes you just don't click. We've all had those experiences where it's just like we're just on the same wavelength. And I've said this before on this show. I think they just need to say, it's exactly as it appears. We're never going to be best friends. We just see things differently, and that's it. We have to coexist as opposed to nitpick from something that happened weeks ago, months.
But
at this point.
I don't think that that's what it is. It's Vanderpump being uber manipulative. She won't give it up. It's her shtick to never say, I'm sorry, which she knows. It's like that making fun of like making stupid jokes about her and Ken having a lot of sex or never having sex and... I don't know. I don't even know the third thing I always think she does. It's just like, it's her shtick, so she'll never give it up. Like, she thinks it's such a comedy routine to be like, after 10 weeks of someone begging her and multiple fights begging her for an apology, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm sorry that you think I did that. Like, I'm like watching a freaking scripted comedy with her. I can't. Like, I want to strangle the woman. And they're sitting there like, we're not seeing eye to eye. We're on different planets. No, you're not. Lisa's playing you. Or she thinks she is. I see right through it. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I think it's another case of no storyline that Eileen was like, all right, we're getting weeks into production. I have to make a bigger deal about something that happened.
I'm getting paid the most to be here.
I don't think so. I think she's genuinely that upset over it. Yeah.
I think she needed a storyline, so just kept picking, and then Lisa did her thing that she knows will enrage her and make something about it that they could eventually talk about on the reunion, because I feel like nothing else happened.
I think there's some truth in that. I think it's more from the story producers that are like lighting the flame a little bit with this, like going back to it. I think it's a little bit more manipulated than it's just Eileen's perception.
Genuine, you know.
Well, what do you think of Lisa Vanderpump in this situation with Eileen? I know that you're our resident LVP fan here, so
I don't think she's perfect. If this were real life, I think she's smart enough to be like, let me give a genuine apology. But I think she's smart enough that this is the show, and she's like, I have to rile her up. I have to create drama. So I have to be not genuine, and make her mad. Mm-hmm. I think they're all just playing a game.
Yeah.
Because there's really there's nothing there. There's no real fight there. She, like, was the queen bee, was just asking a million questions because she can ask questions however she wants because she thinks she's the queen bee. And it doesn't matter how crass they are. It doesn't matter how intrusive they are. Like, she's, you know. And I think it wasn't that big of a deal. And then the dismissive apology, you know, that wasn't that big of a deal. It's just like something else more interesting happened. We wouldn't even be talking about this.
Right. It's true. It'll be a footnote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lisa Vanderpump says in her blog that it would be redundant and useless for her to bring up her abusive past the way Eileen did on the show. But then we had a moment where she took all the attention and had a moment, but we really didn't get any information, just that something happened to her when she was 19 in a relationship. That's all that we received,
right? I think she said he hit her once, and then she, like, fell into her full, like, fake cry.
She was, I was threatened and physically hurt, I think is what she said. Well, she's not using bombshell words like abuse.
Right. I mean, I believe her. I mean, who would lie about such a thing, though?
Reveal. It was done very LVP style and
minimal information.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was this whole, she held out her finger with a one, which, like, for us here in America, that's like, hold on a minute. So she was giving herself time to work up her tears, and then she's like, oh, hold on. Now I'm really crying for real because I made myself cry. Like, I can't. It's, like, so manufactured for me.
See, I was kind of proud of the fact that she actually admitted to something in her private life. We haven't seen anything.
Well, I could see where you would say that, and I hate
I'll take whatever I can get, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's minimal, but...
And I hate to question the reveal of something like this, because I think any time that someone in the public space talks about this, they're in the position to help people, and that's important, but you have to question the timing of it, you know, right after she's looking very bad, and she's refusing to apologize, and I hate to say that, and that's terrible
to say, but
again, kind of seemed like another calculated move.
And it seems like Andy didn't ask any questions. Like,
he doesn't ask any follow-up questions anymore.
Probably pick up with it next week.
Oh, that's true.
Do you think? I want to know so much more. Like, who is this guy? She doesn't seem like someone who would stand for something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if she shut it down after that.
I bet you she did. That's why they just threw it in at the end of this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, there's not many follow-up questions asked on these reunions anymore. I don't know what's going on because there's plenty of time to fill. But, yes, let's... So that we pretty much wrapped out the episode. Any final thoughts before we move on?
Hopefully next week is better than...
How many times have we said that every week? All right, let's take a moment and look at some news and gossip with Christy.
Yeah. AfterBuzz TV News. do a couple interesting things this week. You guys may have seen on Twitter, Lisa Vanderpump and Eileen had a little exchange where Vanderpump told her, you know, hashtag get a life, and Eileen responded and said, I'll get a life if you get a conscience.
Oh.
Yeah. So it got pretty heavy. Remember last week I was reporting that Eileen's husband actually told her that she has to quit Twitter. Well, she apparently did not take that advice.
No.
Meanwhile, Yolanda's exes, Mohammed and David, were hanging out together in London. Hmm. Did you guys see this?
What?
And they were with Carolyn Stansbury of Ladies of London.
Oh,
yeah, and of course, Mohammed's fiance Shiva was there. So apparently, no love lost between those guys. You know, you marry your friend's ex-wife, you make her your ex-wife too. It's just like more camaraderie, I guess.
It's a fraternity.
Yeah.
That 1% circle. Just so good. So good.
Very small.
Well, Yolanda probably doesn't give any ifs. And she's probably one of the 500,000 people who have watched Erica's video. Came out last week, right about this time, and has almost 500,000 views.
Erica,
that's just YouTube. That doesn't even count like the iTunes download, wow. Spotify, the whole thing.
She must be doing well on the Billboard charts. She did pre-Housewives, so now imagine. Yeah.
Yes, she's on fire, and we like it. She also did a really cool photo shoot and interview with Galore magazine. You guys have to check this out. They went to her house and shot her like in her chapel and on her stairs in her Louboutins and panties and, you know, just very Erica stuff. The interview that goes along with it is revealing and is really interesting and a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out. One more little thing. Miss Brandi Glanville, who we'll see back next week, has made nice with Leanne Rimes. That's right. She tweeted to Leanne, you know, happy anniversary. I'm happy to watch the boys while you guys were on vacation. And I'm thinking, you know, she's just trying to garner some press for Famously Single, which comes out very soon. And apparently Leanne Rimes is happy to engage in some press opportunities because she responded thanking Brandi and giving her XOXOs and the whole thing. So maybe that'll be the next reality show that they all pitch, is that, you know, the One Big Happy Family idea.
That's fake as shit.
Yes! So just like Eddie and Leanne show.
You would speak to them on the phone or text.
Exactly.
If you were actually
off. Put it on Twitter.
And not like the day of their actual anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if they did realize that their relationship would probably be better if they were on good terms, they would be mature adults. So.
And that they could all make a lot more money if they were on good terms.
Yes.
So that's what I got for you, babes.
Oh, Brandi.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, Brandi Glanville.
Oh, that's some good stuff. That's some good stuff.
I wonder if she cleaned her room.
How embarrassing for her. All right, let's look forward and predict with the final chapter of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 6.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
So who will Lisa Vanderpump apologize to when given the opportunity? Andy says, is there anyone here that you feel as though you want to apologize? Anyone you want to apologize to?
What she won't.
What is she
going to
say?
It's going to be some LVP thing. Like, I would like to apologize to myself for putting myself through this.
Exactly.
Like, how is she going to, like, she can't just say no. So what's she going to say?
It'll be this, well, who's asking for one? Because as far as I know, I don't owe anyone an apology.
I'm sorry if you think I owe anyone an apology.
Yeah, exactly. Andy, I'm sorry that you think I owe someone.
Yes, and there'll be like a little snicker, like when she said, oh, I apologize for asking too many questions. I don't know. I mean, if she was smart, she'd say, look, I look like an ass. It's the end. It's the last part of this gaffe. Here you go. And then, what will Brandi say with her wine glass? Do we know? Do we care? What do we think?
She's just gonna answer to all this talking that she thought they did about all the ladies. I think she's gonna, like, throw it out there. She'll probably call them all a bunch of names. You know, the menopause mamas thing is gonna come out again.
Oh,
she's gonna
age.
Go full bore.
The age, yep.
And maybe it'll be a direct slice at Rinna, because Rinna was the one who was enraged that the three of them went to lunch, but that Yolanda was too tired to come over to the filmed portion that evening.
Yes. I think she might try to play nice so she can get back on next season.
Camille's coming back. We all know
that
it.
That could happen.
Oh, is that for real? Is that real? Are you breaking news?
I mean, that's the scoop we got from her.
Well, that's true.
Right when the show premiered this season.
That would be amazing.
Camille, you better come back after teasing us like that.
Yeah, they need her on there, of course. I support this.
I need Rinna to be gone.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Sorry, this is like episode 3 thoughts. Sorry.
I love how much fun we all had with the fans talking about Kris Jenner possibly replacing her. Yes. After last week, you guys went nuts.
Everybody was
worked up.
I'm still not over that news. Oh, what can we say? I just wanted to comment on Brandy and just that I hope she takes the opportunity to be really shady and get some good dibs in. I hope
we
she
it.
Doesn't let it pass.
She
you know,
needs
use your
rest.
Platform, use it well.
We need some drama.
We are. We
yeah.
really
Something
do.
To happen.
Yes. Well, thank you for sticking with us and sitting through all these episodes, but come back next week because we have one more episode to cover here at AfterBuzz for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But first, where can you find all of us?
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And my novel, Better in the Morning, is out on Amazon. Yay! And Barnes & Noble. It's the story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who's guided in her dreams by her dead Italian grandparents. I always believed that everyone who would read this book would be led to it somehow. So maybe that's you, maybe it's someone you know, and feel free to find me and get all the links to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much for all the love on Twitter and everything.
Yay, yeah. I downloaded it. Hey,
yay,
guys.
Yay. It's
Megan Secker, and you guys can tweet me, comment on my Instagrams, check out my snaps. It's all at Megan Secker, MEGANSTECHER.
Right. And you guys can all follow me on Twitter, Insta, and Snapchat at Christy Reports. Please also check out ChristyReports.com. There are some new juicy reality TV interviews there. And make sure that you are tweeting and talking about Fern's book. Use hashtag Better in the Morning book. We are so excited for
yes.
her.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Big congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And I have a few tweets about where the next episode of my podcast is. Please check out my YouTube channel for some bonus content until I get back in the studio and get my work done on the new episode. So that'll do it for us, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.